AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A victory for Republicans in the Senate. Ron Johnson has won another term out of Wisconsin, defeating Democrat Mandela Barnes. A day after Election Day, it's still not clear which party will have the majority in the Senate and in the House. Results are still not in from Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada in the Senate. President Biden will talk later today about the results. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House says the president watched the returns into the early morning hours, and this afternoon he'll hold a rare news conference. Even though his name was not on the ballot, his record was, and his presidency set for big changes no matter which party ends up controlling the House and Senate. Aides and allies say he'll spend the next 2 years focused on preserving gains made during the last two, perhaps under GOP oversight in one or both chambers. While Democrats showed surprising strength in several key races, the AP VoteCast survey of voters nationwide showed about 6 in 10 disapprove of the president's handling of both the economy and the presidency itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical storm Nicole is forcing people from their homes in the Bahamas. Nicole could strengthen into a hurricane as it moves toward Florida. John Cangelosi is at the National Hurricane Center.
Still expecting a landfall along the east coast of Florida. Generally, you know, southeast, east central Florida, right in, if you see the cone, right somewhere in that cone is where the core is going to come ashore. And that's going to happen around the midnight hour, midnight, maybe up to 2 a.m.
The Russian military says it's withdrawing from a key region, Kherson, in what could be one of the most significant and humiliating setbacks for forces in the 8-month war in Ukraine. Her lawyers say American basketball star Brittany Griner has been sent to a penal colony in Russia to serve her sentence for drug possession. This is AP News. Eggs and vitriol were thrown at King Charles in York. A man was arrested.
Video footage shows several eggs in motion and smashed on the ground, none appearing to hit the royal couple, who continued to greet crowds. Then, several police officers could be seen grappling with a man at a crowd barrier. Britain's PA news agency reports the man had booed and shouted, "This country was built on the blood of slaves," as he was being detained. Other members of the crowd had tried to drown him out by chanting "Shame on you" and "God save the king." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Sean Penn, who is making a documentary about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, has loaned one of his two Oscars to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and told him, "When you win, bring it back to Malibu." I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.